Okay, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a movie quote.
Night.
Which movie? You've lost a Matrix
Oh no,
point.
not yet.
The Truman
Show. That
50
was
minutes
close.
or less.
Yeah.
Well done.
Okay, this I am quite okay having a quite erratic, chaotic, creative, spontaneous call. And Clinton is in good company because in my screen, he's in the middle, surrounded by all those women. So I
And
think it
his purple cards.
and his purple card, so I think you will be fine in this,
Handled.
in the everythingness of everythingness. Great. I want to start with sort of decision making. Is there any decisions that, oh, there was, is it, was there any, anyway, I was thinking about that we didn't really talk, and I'm glad it's on the recording about the team up calendar. Is that clear for everybody about the online offers? Julia, do you
We
know about this?
talked about this online already in the
I've
trainer.
seen it in the WhatsApp messages. So the team up calendar is for all the offers that are external, and the trainer path calendar is for the internal
Yeah. And mostly
website.
the online, mostly online offers, also online teams. And so I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew about that. Okay. And the other thing is the next PM newsletter, so that's the newsletter for the whole game world, we will share all PM online events, like in the next coming couple months, let's say. So I have the data for like mostly all the rage clubs happening and beer club, and that's about it. So if you have other online events like workshops, work talks, possibility team, please send all of the info, like date, time, and time zone, and space holder and contact info.
And in English only.
No, you can, you mean the newsletter will be in English, but if you're holding space in German or Portuguese or Swahili, we'll put everything in. Yeah, and just so, just we'll, yes, make it specific that it will be held in German or in whatever language. Great. And ETBs. And was there something else for the newsletter? Oh, yes. Yes, we are doing a, this is very exciting. We are doing a Gaia is hiring sort of main text where we're going to be listing jobs that Gaia needs right now, such as intimacy cafe owners, such as archaearchy play film script writers, or archaearchy next, how is it called, singer and songwriters, or music. So if you have ideas of which job needs to happen and they do not exist yet and you're missing them, please send them to us. So it can also be this whole, feelings practitioner, that we need more feelings practitioner, or emotional nurses, or mediator for people having a divorce, or like all this stuff. So if you have ideas, please send them to us and we'll put that in the newsletter.
And then, do people apply?
Yes, we should have an application. The application is you apply, and then the response is, what's stopping you? You know, you want to be this, what's in the way of you doing this?
Can I submit somebody's name or
No.
job? Like, please include into the casting also.
No, the best would be to you talk to that person. You
Okay.
talk to that person and you say, you are that. This is really actually your job. So are you applying, like apply. I don't know, we should have it. Clinton, are we having an application button? Like what's the next step? You're muted. You're muted.
I said, who did that? I think it would be confusing for people because it's not a fantasy world that we're speaking about. We're speaking about the doors open. What's stopping you from going through? And so, I mean, it would take some effort to make an application form that would put the poop on the table for the reader. In this case, you put the poop on the table for Katrin, for example. Like that.
I don't follow you.
That's not a yes or no from me. I did not commit to that yet. But, and Chloe, if you get inspired, I would do it with you.
Okay. Anybody inspired about this? Vera?
It was more that before the form is written, there could be a button that or that you can see the teams that, or the people who are already in that group to go talk to them or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but nobody's owning an intimacy cafe yet.
Yeah.
Alternatively, the items on the list could hit into links in the start over game that have information about the thing. So that could be part of it.
Okay, so there's different options. If you think of options about opening doors for those doors for people, please send them over to us. Probably we'll send a newsletter in the next week. Great, that was it in terms of quote unquote logistics. Is there any other logistics? And if there's, we'll end the logistics space and make place for announcements. And then Sofia Magdalena, you can make the announcement about Artibana.
Okay.
So any other logistical thing?
Yes.
Yes.
I want to talk about Trainer Path Poland. I don't know if that goes into logistics or the call.
It will be, let's do Artibana first and then let's do Trainer Path Poland.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Sofia Magdalena, the floor is yours.
The Archi Artibana group is born.
What is that?
So there's it's kind of a concept called Artibana, and it's his original place is Germany, which is some people some years ago decided to create another way of health insurance. So this is a health insurance company association, which is not combined with the government. Yes.
Just, I would hesitate to say it's a health insurance company. So please, I wouldn't put that in people's brains. It is a health cooperative.
Yeah, thank you. I was lacking English. Thank you.
I have lots of English. Extra.
Okay.
I'll share it.
So it's not a health insurance company. It's something else. It's moving to next culture and taking care of your health by yourself with a group of people. You want to take care of it together. So so a while ago, I took a stand for the Archi Artibana group to be born for the trainer path, for people who are in the trainer path, global Poland people in the trainer path. And that is also a way to step out of your governmental health insurance. There are different kind of ways, and if you're interested in that, how it goes, please contact me privately. Because, yeah, it's a delicate topic. And so the main Artibana group is born, and I'm still in the process of making us connected to the rest of the whole Artibana world. It works in little villages, in little groups, and they are all connected all over Germany and Austria, and some are in Switzerland. And they work by being connected and being this little village group balls. And we are So our group is now on the way of being accepted of the other villages. So we are still in getting accepted. And Chloe.
Can I add something about how the villages work together, are connected with each other? The way is we have a money cashier, like a cash machine, and every month we put money, we put money in it. And then there's 30% of that money that is always put, that is for the Artabana
game world.
Game world. I mean, for our Artabana game world, our village. And then we are connected to the regional people and also the national level of Germany Artabana. And so if, for example, one of us has a big accident or a big thing that happens, that can be like, for example, one of the possibility manager, Felix Fulda, had a brain tumor and had to have a surgery, and that was cost a lot of money. And there was not enough money in the cast of the village. So they ask the Artabana regional, and then they give money to for the purpose of this operation. And if there's not enough, then we ask to the Artabana national. So that's our connection. And of course, the other village regional can also ask our cast sometimes if they need, and we can say yes or no, and how much is reasonable in terms of what we have and what we need. So it's a really radically responsible and winning happening game where the Artabana itself, the Artabana game world, is not making millions out of our health coverage or like a cooperation as for our health. Yeah.
Yes, and there is also the way of everyone who is in the group pays in their amount, and whatever I as own person pay in, I am allowed to take out for going to my doctor and getting my teeth done. And as soon as it goes over your personal amount from what you pay in, it's the village decision. It's talking with the village, being in contact, being in connection about what is needed and what is not needed. And I would say in about 2 weeks, I'm ready to welcome members. And if you have any questions about it, or if you are willing to take over a job, for example, because there are several jobs who need to be done from the village team, just hook up with me.
Jobs.
Okay, what kind of jobs? There's the president, and I'm the president. There's the second president, which is Anne-Chloe. There's a money person, which at the moment is Vera. Then we need a second money person. And we need 3 people who check out everything what is going on. They are called Treuhändler. And yeah.
Can I make a proposal?
Yeah.
Is that it? Well, in the next 2 weeks, people can talk to you and ask questions and check, you know, if that's their interest. But in 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks, I would have a call, which would be our first call. And anybody who's interested would come in. And then at the end, there would be this decision, I'm in or not. And so I would also have a whole formal call for that purpose.
Yeah.
Would you organize it when the thing seems to be together?
Yeah. Enough? I will send a message in the Trainer Path Global group when the call will happen and when I have all the papers and maybe already connection to the other tiny groups. But that's the basic around what is Artabana. Thank you.
I have a question. Is Artibana in all the countries? Like in Portugal, something happens. Like how does that go? Or we talk that in the call, in the formal call.
Yes. I mean, can I answer something?
Go ahead.
I mean, with Clinton, we've been part of Artibana, and wherever we are in the world, if we have a receipt, this is it. It's just you need the receipt. So it covers you around the world, and it doesn't. It's the village. So we have this conversation and this trust. You don't have to prove anything to, you know, insurance thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we have the freedom of being an Artabana, Archi Artabana group. So we are the rules, what we make. we are the deals we make. So it depends on us.
Okay.
Clinton?
Just for transparency, I was in the Brückendorf Artabana group, which was a community project we started, I don't know, 10 years ago. And it never came into a community other than meeting once a week as a group talking about living together in communities, which was fine. But it, so we when we dissolved the group, we kept the Artabana part of it. So we kept meeting as Artabana people. And then when I left Lensfald and got divorced from Marion, she was still in that group. So I really needed to find another group. And I found that I could go to the Artabana at Zeg community near Berlin. So they let me in their group. And at the same time, Anne Cloyd joined Artabana. So she and I went to Zeg. We've been in Artabana Zeg the last year. And the thing is that the Artabana Zeg people don't know any, not even one word about possibility management, because a lot of the participants in the Artabana Zeg in our group are not even from Zeg. There's only two people in the group from Zeg, basically. And so it doesn't really work for us to help other people through healing processes. So when we, I don't know who came up with the idea for the Artabana Archiarchy. It's probably Sophia Magdalena. Who was it? I don't know who it was. It might have been me. I don't know. Somebody came up with it. And
it was an intimacy cafe, I think, in Portugal.
But who said it?
The space.
Space said it. Yeah. Okay. And there it was born. Okay, thank you.
And what I want to add is I have received a lot of love of, we have a coach, that's Felix, to get us, I have a coach to get us into the Artabana system. And they welcomed us very lovely because the whole game was, seemed to be incredible glad the possibility management was starting playing.
I'm not sure what's happening, but I can't hear anything.
Okay. For me, some people are froze.
Yeah.
And Chloe?
Yeah, I'm back.
I'm back.
Okay.
Did everyone hear my last sentence?
No.
Yes.
I did.
I will repeat it. I received a lot of love from the already existing Artabana groups and people that possibility managers start playing in their game world.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I've already given notice to the Artabana Zeg that and Chloe and I will be switching to the Artabana by the end of this year.
Cool. Okay, then our Artabana topic is closed. And Natalia, you had a question about the Trainer Path Poland.
Yeah, so
go ahead.
The last call I was in, you mentioned the split. Then I know that there was a conversation somewhere about the space holding. So I just want to bring this up in the, yeah, in the call. To hear if we have something, because we did not have yet a meeting as a Polish trainer path. So I just want to know, I kind of gather all the conversations that are happening and just
yeah,
the table here.
Yeah, we had, so in the last week call, what was decided would be that Maciek, as now representative of the spaceholder team for Poland, would send a doodle around for anybody who would be a candidate or wanting to be a space holder. So it seems really, it really helps in a trainer path local to have a team of space holders that's more than one. So 2, 3, 4, actually 4 would be the best. So, and today I was actually thinking that I haven't received a doodle for the possible space holder. So it would be a meeting. We would have a meeting, which would be either a wisdom council or a frying pan or whatever is necessary to find a team that everybody in the Trainer Path Poland and also people who are also space holder of other Trainer Path local would be present to that we would end up in a team that makes sense and that works. So because I didn't receive a doodle, and it seems like you have not received it, Natalia, you haven't received anything. Gabriella, did you receive anything from Maciek?
No.
No, okay, thank you. So I'll send him a reminder saying we're waiting for the doodle to choose a date. And the date was planned to be at the end of October, beginning of November, so that Maciek and Marcin, who are in the, they're in the training this weekend. And then, so it would be probably next weekend, something like that. That okay. That's where we
are. Have a joint call.
Yeah.
Then, okay. Thank
cool.
you.
Thank you. Vera.
In addition to that, as part of spaceholder of a regional trainer path, the spaceholder people would be coming as part of the deal that they would be coming to the trainer path global meetings. So I think also part of this conversation, we haven't actually added yet Maciek to the WhatsApp group.
So that's not the conversation. It's not we have not added. It's that he hasn't decided if he wanted to be part of it.
Okay.
He has not decided. So he said it like that. And I said, let me know when you decide.
Okay.
And cool. But if that's a requirement as a space holder, then that needs to be put on the table during the choice of the space holder for the Trainer Path Poland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So who decides if it's a requirement? It sounds like it should be.
It sounds like it should be. Is that what you said? Yeah. Any resistance to that?
Yeah, the Infinity Ring decided that, I think, in the Possibility Village Lab Cafe. So, and we communicated this to Maciek, so he knows that it's part, maybe, I don't know if he forgot about it, but he knows it's his part, and so he's deciding now.
Is there a deadline for the decision?
No, because we haven't had the conversation about who's going to be space holding for Poland. So if he decides, I don't want to be part of the Trainer Path Global, then he won't be a space holder. If he doesn't want to be a part of the Trainer Path Global calls, that's it. Then he won't be a space holder. Yeah. Yeah,
Clinton? And Chloe, it may be your job to set up the doodle.
Okay, the way I did it is I wanted to empower him to have that job, and also because he knows more people that maybe I don't know who might, like Vanda, I don't have any contact with her. And I will say, if you don't, you know, whatever, if it's not happening, then I will do it. Something like that.
Or you could just simply say, if you would give me the people's names, you'll set up the doodle.
Okay, but I think we stuck at the same problem about his resistance about doing it, you know, and then you...
You need to break through it.
Yeah.
We're not a victim of his resistance.
I agree.
Also, as a leader of contacts, I can provide contacts.
Okay.
This is also an option.
Okay, so let's be in touch then, Gabriella.
Okay.
I have a question
for
the Trainer Path Global. Is that closed for new people to access, or... what's the deal?
Mm-hmm. The answer is no. That's the short answer. And there's really, for the past now, couple months, the evolution of the Trainer Path Global has been, or the Trainer Path Game World, sorry, has been to empower the Trainer Path locals. And for example, in the Possibility Lab and also the ETB that we did. Wait.
Lost you.
Yeah, okay.
You're back.
Clinton, would you mute yourself? I'm going to get closer to the Wi-Fi. And also turn off the sound. Okay, here we go. Can you hear me better? Yes?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Great. So what I was saying is, in the Train of Path game world, the latest evolution that's already been happening is to empower the Train of Path locals. And so, for example, in the ETBN Possibility Lab that we did in Portugal, a number of people from England and Switzerland and countries that don't really have a Train of Path global wanted to start to be on the Train of Path. And so they've been included to the Train of Path Portugal because they were in Portugal and they had already made a team with the people joining the Train of Path Portugal. So it seems that it is, the evolution is empower the Train of Path locals to grow and to have woven teams and strong team and strong context and something like that. So is your question, is there a particular person that you're thinking of, or?
Yeah, I'm thinking of Janet, and I heard from Janet in our Train of Path New Zealand that she can't access this group because she's like, because she goes through the, like, she should connect with the New Zealand Train of Path. So that's my question. I was surprised to learn that, I felt some anger actually when I heard the recording and I heard that, you know, it looks like one person is leaving the New Zealand Train of Path, which is not my experience. So I'd like these things to be brought to the New Zealand Train of Path, and I'll talk to Anna about that. So something's not quite sitting. Maybe a birthing kind of twiggle, I don't know. Yeah.
Do you have a request or a question or?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm scared of rescuing Janet, but I'd like to see her here because she adds a lot of value to the trainer path. She adds a lot of value to my evolution as a trainer. So I would like to see her here in this group. And I take a stand for her to be part of New Zealand Train of Path as long as she wants to be there. So,
okay. Well, so I had one call with Janet, and I also heard report from Anna, which is only Anna's version of at least the first start over call that you had in the Train of Path New Zealand. But I had a call with Janet right before that, and I haven't heard back from her after that. And the end of our call with Janet for me is that she did ask to come into the Train of Path Global, and I said, you know, it seems like you might need to build a team in the Train of Path New Zealand. And she said, yeah, that's where we are. We need to be a team, and we were not a team before, like until the point I've talked to her. You guys were not a team. And then the report that I've heard from Anna is there's a team that started and she did not want to be part of that team. Or she left the call in terms of when that team was coming together. So I was left with that information, and I'm waiting more.
Yeah, thank you. So my experience is different from that call. We all took a stand. We all chose radical responsibility in that call. And then after that, there was a situation where Janet didn't want to do a particular exercise, not that way. And then she left the call after she was asked to leave the call. So that's something that we're sitting with. That process is still in the middle of going through. So there's no decision that's been made about how to go forward, or I think it's part of our team building actually to deal with that situation. So yeah.
You would need to, do you want to sit next to me? I think it will be simpler, Clinton, than doing the whole. Yeah. Okay.
Julia, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Has there been any other trainer path call since?
Has there been any other trainer path call since?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we had one this week, and Janet was part of that, and Anna couldn't be there because she's in the middle of her training. So we are in that. Yeah, we're still a trainer path, and we have another person that joined. We're now five people. So
who is it?
Sibylla.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
I just had the idea that from like in the same way we were talking about Artabana, when something gets too heavy for the local, to call the regional and get some support. So it would be quite proper for Trainer Path New Zealand to call Trainer Path Global and say, could we have support for a conversation?
Yeah, thank you. Great, yeah.
Are you doing this call, Julia?
I will bring it to the team. I will bring it to the Trainer Path New Zealand and especially Janet and Anna. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be better anyway for my voice in the Trainer Path Global would say that you would request the entire team, not just
particular
parties.
I'll request the team.
Yeah, the team of space holders, so Sibylla doesn't have to be there if she's just if she has joined as a member, but
okay, thank you. Yep.
Thank you.
Cool. Thank you, Julia, for bringing it up.
Thank you.
Anything else? Any questions or?
There was the question, Natalia's question, I guess, about sharing the legends.
Yes.
So I just want to bring it up.
Okay. Does any of you guys want to share some legend about the ETB, Possibility Lab, and EvoLab that happened? And I would keep it, I would say, because I still want to do something with you guys. So if we keep it for about 15 minutes and then we have some time for something else. Go ahead, Vera.
Share something from the Expand the Box, but then I'm pretty sure we had already a call of the legends of the Expand the Box in the lab. So I don't want to repeat, do old legends. I want to do fresh legends. One personal legend in a way, but also it's actually the village legend, is I have completed a part of my experiments of getting clarity about my white widow strategy. So I did a 1-year experiment of no exchanging or running sexual energy with men or women, no physical contact or any kind of not sexual, but also not non-sexual for a whole year. And I ended that part of the experiment at the last day of the evolutionary's lab. And I was welcomed, I asked to be welcomed by the village women, as they were my main. And so I showed.
Again, please, there was a noise.
Where did you left off?
That you were welcomed by the village, and then there was background noise from Anikoi.
Yeah. I was welcomed by I asked to be welcomed by the village women, because it was the women who most supported me throughout this journey by giving me feedback, giving me coaching, doing emotional healing processes. And I shared some of my appreciation to them, and then I asked for them to share what they saw, if they saw something in me that had changed. And so I got this incredible download of the things that they had seen and they noticed throughout the year. And we respectfully turned towards the center of the village where we were facing the men and said hi, basically. Yeah. So for me, it was a legend because we could create a ritual that was about responsibility, about just marking just a transition without a lot of pomp or fakeness. You know, it wasn't like, I don't know, some rituals have a lot of decoration, things that are not needed. And so it was like that. So that was one of one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to tell the
congratulations.
Yeah.
Just the beginning.
I want to tell a legend about the evolutionary lab, where there was 11 of us, and on the third morning, after doing a number of really emotional healing processes, deep emotional healing process about a lot around witch burning and past life process, about being an evolutionary and being visible, and also about energy and which energy are we using, and letting other energies work through us. So we worked hard for the first 2 days to go through this emotional healing process, and on the third morning, Clinton invited us to morph into an angel and to find our place in the seven chakra of the angel, and 2 foot and 2 wings. So left foot, right foot, and left wing, right wing. And that's 11 people. That's 11 places. And we were 11 people. And it took us really, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes to find our place. But then when people were there, it was, especially the chakra made a lot of sense. The chakra was totally, and there was one man called Martin who just before was checking in and said, I shouldn't be here. I don't know why I'm here. I'm going to leave. And then he became the heart chakra, or he was the heart chakra, and he realized that he was the heart chakra and that he was this connection between the voice, the third eye, and the crown chakra, with all the other chakra of the solar plexus and the second chakra and the root chakra, and also the connecting. He has such a big heart, and the connecting between all of us. And that process was, for me, became really part of my personal transformation during those 3 weeks, and it was sort of it's not even a wrap, it's like the beginning of the end and the beginning of something new in me, or as I am in terms of a space holder next to the originator of this work. And I've never actually formulated like that, but that was my checkout in the possibility lab of how is it to have this work that is embodied by me, and like it was my impulses and my right principles and my archetypal lineage and my being. And then in the evolutionary lab, I sort of stepped forward to about that, saying, oh, this is Clinton's space, and I'm holding it, which it's the left wing is sort of this representation of holding. And the right wing is more the action, the right hand, like the action hand. And again, I had to go through this process of owning my journey and my lineage and my space holding as an evolutionary and as a trainer of evolutionaries. And when I finally could move to the right wing, and I would each time go through the chakras, and so somehow it felt really good to go through this and get the energy of all the chakras, and the whole team were really asking me questions about what is it that you think you're doing, like what are you? What, you know? And it was, I felt so supportive by also the clarity and the no bullshit and the love from the whole team. And I could, and then I stepped into the right wing place of the angel. And then next session I was holding the session, and it was, I just could hold my space as a space holder for that training, and also as an evolutionary and not just a game world builder, which I feel really at home in the game world builder. And so next time we do the archetypal lineage four quadrant, I will sit in the evolutionaries and see how it goes. But yeah, that was, so I thank really the whole team for supporting me in that process. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to share one of the legends of the last lab, which is, I think, on the Saturday, so almost the last day, we had space and time for celebrating ourselves. And we ended up, each person in the circle ended up telling what they had achieved, and the others were celebrated and let their joy about it. And it was great feeling, all this joy of what has changed for everyone. And I want to share what I shared, because I went on Wednesday, I went through a huge process for me, realizing that my whole world was planned on being a good person. And so my statement in the end was, I am not a good person.
Yay!
yes. For me, really intense sharing what was going on for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a legend about the about one map of the evolutionary lab. That is the map of evolution. That was maybe the first time put it together, and it's a map. Like I see like 3 to 5 maps inside of that map. And that shifted my that when I was hearing like all the new distinctions of that map, some are quite abstract and with a different mass to it. So it was so clear to me that there are so many layers of intervention, and one of those that changed my relationship to my perspective of being an evolutionary is also my position as an evolutionary in the world and relating to people. That shifts my personal dramas are quite distant right now. So it seems like a part of me was living still in the dramas, and now I see how can I serve the space and other people by being part of the team and make my voice be heard, and this is an amazing position to be, and I love it. I'm really, my energy shifts, and I'm after the lab, me and Tanya, me and Amber had like evolutionary conversations, and the spaces are just shifting as we converse. So I'm really happy for that shift. And I open myself for talking about that map for the ones that were not in the evolutionaries, mm-hmm. so I can also practice to bring those distinctions to you. So Melina, Julia, Catherine, Natalia. So yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you post it on the WhatsApp group after the end of this call? Cool.
I want to share. It was a big journey for me. Like I was in such a big liquid state. Now I learned to call it liquid state. But in my old thought where dictionary, it was a sickness. And I went, that was a journey of me being so liquid and so sick and so weak that I didn't want to take part in the lab. But then I got invitation by the village to move with my mattress into the training space. And that was already, that was transformative for me. And then another invitation to have someone that could help me with some stuff, bring me water. And that was like really, I felt being taken care by the village, and not, so I didn't need to exclude myself because I'm not 100% in my full conditions, in my full energy. And then it was all building up to the process that I had, where I, in this process, I discovered the mechanism that I've built in myself, like 16 managers and a couple of pumps, and I disassembled all of that and took a decision that I allow all of my five bodies to be nourished by endless flow of life energy. And that was amazing, because right after the process, I was like my full energy, like my energy came back and my aliveness came back. And I'm now like, I still feel that I'm integrating, but I still have the sore throat, but this is completely different. It's like, I didn't think that something like that is possible.
I mean, Gabrielle was, instead of, you had been on the mattress for most of the lab, and then you were sitting at your chair and being, so, okay, what about this? And what about this? And I have questions about this. I was like, a whole new Gabriella.
And it was really cool, because this process that Gabriella is talking about, it was, can I share a little bit about it?
Yes, because Vera was one of the space holders.
Make it short, Vera.
Yeah. In the mother's belly, Gabriella had made a decision to not get enough life energy from the mom, because there was a shock going on. And so the only way that she could manage with so little energy that she was taking from Gaia and from all of her resources was to have 16 little things, machines, that would just like move the energy from here to here when it's needed, from here to here, from here to here. And it was like this super complicated system that she took all of it out. All right.
Efficiency saving me now.
Cool. Anything?
No, but I'll go to the next thing.
Okay. This was the little legends, or not the little, but the short version of some of the legends of those 3 weeks. And yeah. Okay. I want to do one thing with you guys, and it's about websites, and it's about newsletters, and it's about articles. And I would want to split in groups of 3 or 4. Let's see how we do it. With 10 people. So probably 2 groups of 3, 1 group of 4. And let's see. 1, 2, 3, or 1, or 2 groups of 2. Okay. In any case, where one person would bring one of their next steps in terms of either the website or then, basically it goes like this. If you have a website that is not finished, then that would be the first item on the list. And then if you have a finished website that is updated, that is clean with your events and everything, then is, have you sent out your regular newsletter, or is a newsletter in the making and you're blocked by it? And then you would ask possibilities for this. And the third, and if that's done and good, then it would be, which next article are you writing? And ask for possibilities for this.
And if they don't have a website, you build it.
Yeah, and if you don't have a website, you start building it. That would be the, so does anybody doesn't have a website here? To their name, personal website. Okay, you guys, then you need your team to start building it. And it would, they might need some processes in terms of if you don't have a website, or you know, your next newsletter or writing an article, then there might be an emotional healing process, but this is not a process space. This is a very practical, go on Strikingly, open a website, which pictures, if you have a website that is not finished, you ask for some text. So you say, I need to write about this. Please write up 3 sentences about this part of my life, or ask me a question and I speak into this question, and you speak and write at the same time. Do you get how it would go? It's very practical,
And you can ask also for, you know, which picture would work? How can I make my pictures look better? On and on and on. For the website, also the newsletter, or the next article. Great, any question? Okay. So I'm gonna do it manually.
So Gabriela could go with one of those two off screen. I could go on another computer.
Yeah, because you couldn't work.
Yeah, you guys, you need to both get your computer, Sofia Magdalena and Gabriela. So go get it.
Well, somebody could do it with Gabriela right there.
Yeah. We have 15 minutes for all the group, or 20?
So we have, no, we end at 8:45, 9:45. And so it'd be, let's do 15 minutes per person, 15, 16 minutes per person. Great. And let me see, breakout room one. So anybody would like to work with anybody?
I would like to work with people who are writing articles.
Okay.
So me too.
Okay. So Joanna and Vera Luisa Franco, first of all.
And Melina, I would like.
Okay. Melina, you in breakout room one.
Keep on there. I would like to work with someone who has a website.
I have a website.
Okay.
So, is it, there's only one round, or is it possible to have two rounds?
What do you mean? One round per person.
Three rounds, yes?
Yeah. And so, Julia, where, what do you need? What's the next thing for you?
I have technical problems with my website, so I need to sort them out. It's a very practical thing. So, and articles. So I'd like to be actually like Katrin, with Katrin, she gave me an idea for an article yesterday, and I'd like to explore that more.
Great. So you, let's do both together, and Natalia and Gabriela, you can be in the same group because you're going to be building a website, and we can jump in that. And Sofia Magdalena also needs a website. So I'm going to put Gabriela, Natalia, and Sofia Magdalena in the same group. And Quentin, are you okay to jump in? We need to write a newsletter. That's the next thing.
Also,
right.
There's also the writing of offers for workshops, Jen, and the, I mean, there's one deadline.
Workshops, Jen? What is Workshops, Jen?
There's a conference, a Global Eco-Village Network. I think one of the deadlines is tomorrow for the interview of the Nomadic Nano Nation of Possibility. Okay. So that could be one.
Can we do it in the room so you guys can go for anybody who is already in a group?
For me, it would make more sense to be in a group with someone who already has a website.
Yes, I'm going to come with you guys. I'm going to come with you, Sofia Magdalena and Natalia.
Yeah.
Together.
So I should
go in. Yeah, you do that. So you guys go into your breakout rooms and go do what you need to do. Oh, you know what? Oh, Natalia, come back here. Did you see Natalia? Natalia, can you come back in the main room? We'll do it in the main
room. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Great. Yes. Yeah, I'll be back in a second.
I wanted to sit on the stairs.
Okay, so I go through that. All right. Okay, everybody have your computer. Okay, I think we can all do this together. Oh, Natalia, can you hear me? Yes, so it's those two who have a problem with. So Natalia, while you're here, are you okay building a website on striking?
Can you see me?
Natalia.
No.
You want to build it on something else?
Yes.
Do you already have a platform?
Yeah, so I want to start from a Facebook page, and I have already worked last week on the description.
Okay.
Say who I am, what I'm doing, my target people, let's say, how I work, and who I am. So I have those 4 points written down as a draft.
Yeah.
And yeah, for my week task was to finish this up so I can upload. And during the weekend, I'm doing pictures. So I want a couple of pictures that will go to the background and to the profile picture for the profile image. And I have that over the weekend. So next week, I basically want to launch.
Okay, I have a proposal. Would you go in a breakout room with Natalia? I'm assuming it's in Polish. You wrote in Polish.
Yeah.
And you would go through it for in about 5-6 minutes. And Gabriela, you would give feedback and coaching to what Natalia wrote. Yeah? And Natalia, if you could show a couple pictures, that the pictures that you were planning, do you have them or?
No, I'm doing them over the weekend.
Okay, so you have a professional photograph or?
A friend of mine, but he is professional photographer. So, yeah.
Okay. So and then that's it. That's what you need.
Yeah, that's it. And I can launch Facebook.
Okay. Then I'm gonna put Gabriela back into breakout room 3, and you probably need between 5 and 10 minutes tops to do that. Great.
Yeah, I think so.
Great. We'll see you in 5-10 minutes then.
Okay.
Thank you. You have to click on the button at the bottom, breakout room, and then you can join again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Miss Magdalena, here we go.
Hi. The internet connection.
One small step for something, one giant step for humankind.
You can say it in the recording.
What?
Yeah, you have to speak louder, though.
One small step for Sophia Magdalena, one giant step for humankind. A website.
Yes.
Okay.
Back.
Okay. Welcome back. We have a couple minutes for any report. Anything from any teams? Yeah, Catherine.
Question. Who has a list of not only Medium, but more places where we could write articles to, send them to, and especially also in German?
Website, writethearticle.mystrikingly.com. Writethearticle.mystrikingly.com.
All in one word, right?
It's on the chat room.
Okay. Write your article.
I have a.
You are familiar, yeah.
Write your article. Can I change it?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's English or also in German?
The platforms, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody has yet volunteered.
Okay. No. Thank you.
Yeah. And translate.
No, she's asking about the platform to publish the articles.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I think you can.
I understand that nobody has volunteered to research the German platforms, right?
Also that. Yeah. But I think you could publish in those platforms, you can publish in German and it will be fine.
Also on Medium, it doesn't really matter which language it is.
Yes, I know that about Medium, but there are, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask for 10 or like for 5 to 10 article that you want me to write about in like 2 minutes. Or 1 minute.
You want us to write them or to type?
No, to tell me, I'll write them down. What are the articles that I should write?
Feed your
five. I'll write them to you.
Okay. Feed what?
Feed your five bodies. How to feed your five bodies or something around that.
Okay. How to stop gremlin relationship.
Okay.
Gremlin and mushroom.
What was that?
Gremlin and Marshmans.
Okay.
Why do we do journey?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My life in an eco village.
4 ways.
Love, life, laughter.
Wait, Clinton?
4 ways to wake up into a more adventurous day.
Wake up into a more adventurous day. Okay.
The hot spot of possibility management.
The lightness of life.
The lightness of life?
Yes.
My journey to becoming a trainer.
You got it?
Yeah.
3 practices that changed my life. How to speak out, that changed my life. How to speak out when there's nobody to listen.
My white widow experiment.
The gremlin detector.
Making sense and
the problem of modern culture.
Making sense of money.
And Kofi Magdalena?
The problem of modern culture's language.
Okay, one more.
Yes.
Good student box.
What was that?
About good student box. Role. Being a good student.
On being a good student.
The box. Yeah. That. Yeah.
The box.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Any other one that are like creeping in?
How to stop biting nails.
Being okay with ecstasy. That would be the subtitle of that one.
How to type fast so you don't bite your nails. Okay, cool.
Conscious. Being a conscious asshole.
Okay, the voice of the village. Someone needs to be the voice of the village. Okay.
Wait. Is there an echo? Voices in your head.
I love it. Okay, and that's a wrap. Thank you. Okay, anything from anybody else about the experiment of website, newsletter, article?
The pain of being a good girl.
Okay, if you have more, just send them my email.
Yeah, do it. Like WhatsApp or...
Okay, then this was it. Does anybody need anything? Does anybody need to make an agreement about their next step? Okay, then.
the agreements have been made already, maybe. I'm hoping.
I want to say an announcement. I'm going to give my first live on Instagram, I think, for Brazil with Marie. I'm going to talk for a bit about possibility management and initiatory processes in Portuguese. So wish me luck.
Please. When is it?
It's at 10 o'clock here.
Tomorrow?
No, tonight.
Oh, right now. Okay. Okay.
Yay.
Have fun.
And if anybody gets your website ready enough, send it to me so I can put it on possibilitymanagers.org because to show other people your website. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Good evening. Bye.
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 Thank you.
Bye. Bye. Bye.